All right, so what we learned this week? Don't pull your thing out, or
if you ain't ready to bang.
Well, no, because that's that. We're way before that.
If you can, no, if you ain't ready to
don't put buy a gun if you a bitch ass nigga, guys. No, scary ass. No, he's not a bitch ass nigga. No, he's just scary as.
He just takes gun safety to the next level.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
But to be full disclosure. Would be honest with telling me this story. He's like, I don't know nobody who act like this around a fucking gun.
Nobody. I don't know anybody. Women, men, kids, nobody. He's the only one I know who acts like this.
Have you ever seen somebody get shot in front of you?
There we go. That's what I was going to ask.
Is there some trauma?
A friend of, is there, like, you see like friendly fire, like kids playing around with a gun and somebody get shot when you was little or something?
My uncle has got shot. He got shot twice.
No, you saw that though?
In the groin. Yeah, by his girlfriend.
But did you actually, were you there?
I didn't actually see it, but I saw it afterthoughts.
No. So the answer is no.
It wasn't, they weren't playing around like, yeah, I'll shoot you in the dish.
I've seen, I went to a house and I saw one of my homeboys playing with a gun. One of my homeboys in the military got shot and killed.
You saw that?
I didn't see it, but I saw the blood track when I came over there right after where they didn't took them to the hospital. Fuck? And I saw the after facts. You know what I'm saying? The aftermath of
you
it.
You did not have no friend. Who?
DC-3 Grant. And with my homeboys, the two guys that worked on the night crew, my two homeboys that worked on the night crew, and Grant is the one that got died.
So people that he worked with.
I work with. Them motherfuckers was
we
my
We just
my
talked
neighbor,
about how he makes
homeboy.
Everyone family right after.
My homeboys that I went
you
over
You do know we've been friends for a long ass time, and I don't know any of these people's names.
You don't, because they was on my ship. You know everybody that was on the Navy ship?
You said friends. You don't think I know your friends?
These are home. You don't know all my friends.
Well, as one of your best brothers, shouldn't he be?
He won't know everybody.
Do you know all my friends?
You don't have that many.
Do you know my friends?
I don't know all of them.
Yeah, I think you do.
No, I don't. I know all of them.
I think you do.
I don't know all of them. And if you might mention somebody roundabout, but I'm like,
reason why I don't have many is because I don't call everybody a friend.
Mm-hmm. I do.
We went over this. I did the study.
Okay, nigga, we on what we learned, nigga. Not a new show.
What we learned is Fru is very open with his friendship. And so therefore, the stock in his friendship goes down then. It doesn't mean much to be a friend of Smooth.
If everybody
can be one, right.
So
yeah.
The thing about it is, you're not a friend, you're a brother.
but look, even that.
Multiples of those.
Anybody can be a brother.
So look, check this out. No, not anybody can be a brother because my brothers don't even know all my friends.
But I'm saying, that's because you have people that aren't even friends because you call friends. And you have three best brothers. So that's all bullshit. The stock goes down. It don't mean anything to be a best friend to Smooth.
Yeah. Maybe I can utilize that because since you always tell me get some new shit to talk about, maybe I can tell you about all the new friends and shit like that. Or friends that you might not know.
So he's gonna call you up and say, "Hey, listen,
I got another friend. hey, did I ever tell you about this homeboy or did I tell you about this chick right here? Because be honest, he always tell me, nigga, I heard that shit. So tell me some shit new.
Is it the Jones effect? Why you bought the gun? Since you like they bought guns because they like
it's called protection, motherfucker. Okay. So once I get good,
Rich Reddy's on it.
I'm gonna be good.
You just wanted to be part of the conversation.
No.
You were jealous. Oh, me and B were on a gun thing and you got jealous and you wanted to be part of just like the podcast. No. It's the podcast
you asked
all over
me
again.
To be on the podcast, nigga.
I don't remember
you
did. That.
Shut up. I know. You don't because you're smoking. This was smoking.
He wouldn't
smoking
ask you if anything B would ask
nigga,
you.
The only reason why you're fucking here is because of me.
I can't.
You know what I'm saying? My friendship. So,
like,
nigga,
don't put no words.
So, hey, I didn't even have to bring your ass. See, this is what I fucking get. This is what I get.
Let me ask you a question. When you're saying the only reason.
I take too many niggas in.
The reason why you're saying the only reason he's here is because of you. Are you saying, hold on, because you brought him or because you quit the show?
Because I brought him.
Oh, so you don't think it had anything to do with you quitting the show?
Y'all wouldn't have never met this nigga if I hadn't brought him.
That's not what I said. He's an official member now. He was just a guest when you brought him.
There's plenty of guests you brought.
If I hadn't quit, he wouldn't even be here.
That's not you. That's not because you're great.
I mean, y'all found some type of good quality in him, and then he was funny. Okay. Y'all liked his accent, those corny ass stories they got, and plus his pussy intake was very low then.
I think when we discussed it, we were like, is this an upgrade? And I think we both
hey, Jim, came to a consensus.
I'm just
you fucking up. Hey, bullets have just gone up, nigga.
What do you mean? He's not bullet pricing you again.
Hey, you might need me
again.
You might need me again.
This nigga charged you a premium. Premium right, for the bullets right. He got you.
I just showed you online, right?
It's cheaper than
that. How much?
$20. You can probably return it.
$20 for what?
For the same box.
Jimmy, so look.
A 50 or a 24?
20.
So be honest. Did I charge him? Did I charge him what was on the box?
What he's saying is.
What is on the box?
You charged him a premium. Not even the regular premium. A premium.
Right.
For the bullets you got him. So who the fuck cares if you buy him bullets again?
I charged you a premium.
You were trying to. I didn't pay it.
No.
Because what did you say yesterday? $30. He told me, he's like, yeah, just bring 30.
And I'm like, what, nigga? Hold on. He's like, you know, for the taxes. And I'm like, and then I started thinking, I was like, that's 20% tax. 25? That's 20% tax.
That's a retirement area. So look, so what I looked
at. Are you
trying to get his J-Man. Well, so look, we did it like this. We broke it down, right? What the $5 included, right? We say there's tax included, and there's a charge for delivery, pickup and delivery.
You didn't,
right?
You didn't go out of your way.
Same. I did.
Same.
For what?
For you.
Stand by. You go out of your way. By. You went there for yourself.
So,
you came here for yourself.
Stand by. Let's work this through then.
Okay.
So yesterday, how much did I spend taking you shooting?
I don't know.
Over $100.
$3. Because we paid for the thing. That's it. That's the byproduct.
Oh, you paid for his?
You didn't pay nothing for us to go shoot. You had already.
No, no. Oh, you say you're a member, so you have to
pay.
I spent over $100 to take him shooting yesterday.
Oh, you're talking about the bullets.
Period. I'm a member, so I had to pay my membership fees. I also had to pay for the ammo that he shot because it was all my ammo. I spent over $100 yesterday. Yeah. How much of it did I ask you for tax, tag, and title, or for delivery, or
nothing,
for?
But what I did? What did I do? What did I do outside? I said, be honest. What I'm gonna do is
give you $3.
No. I went out. I bought 100 rounds. I don't have a fucking AR. I said, here it is.
No, so this but is like, why'd you buy it so that you could still shoot it next time we go?
Nigga, it's your gun. I want to shoot it.
I have AR ammo.
I know, but I don't want you to have to feel it in the same way that you're feeling now. So we can shoot my bullets next time, and it'll
even. What about
even,
my 100 that I've already
it.
Spent?
So the 100 that you spent.
You're saying we're not going to spend more of my 100.
So to pay you back for that, don't even use your ammo next time. Use mine.
That's only 3 clips. That's only 3 magazines worth of ammo.
That's fine. And we're even, right? Wouldn't we be even?
How many did y'all spend? Did y'all use?
I shot three magazines of my ammo, plus I shot 59mm rounds.
Okay, so let's do this. So
well, I didn't shoot. He did. I let him shoot it.
So let's do this. The next time we go, don't shoot your ammo. Shoot my ammo.
Okay.
And this washes it out, right?
Well, what about my membership?
Hey, that ain't got that. So I get to go every time on our membership?
You can go anytime you want to.
Oh, shit. I love. So
when I go, you can go when okay, I go.
And that's free. That's a free bonus, right?
Free bonus?
I put 20 years in a brothership.
I'm not even your only best friend. There's two others.
This shit is awful. These membership benefits are fucking awful. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah. Look. Hey, brother. Hey, look. To cover the because you might bring that up. The targets, right?
Uh-huh.
The targets was
$3 each. $3.
I brought you a drink today.
Okay.
Right? And then I gave you some of my gum. I didn't charge you 25 cents of my gum.
That can he's talking about?
What can?
No, nigga, I gave him 20 ounces too, nigga.
Here's my question, right? Let's just say there was a life or death situation that all three of your best brothers had at the same time. Who do you pick to save?
Ooh, that's a great question.
It all depends on the severity.
Life or death. All three are life or death.
Life or death. I can't get to my brother and Miguel and Virginia.
You can get there.
Between now, I don't
there's
know.
No, there's no distance issue. They're all the same distance.
You have to make it.
I'll come save you, B.
Yeah, right. He just said that because he's right here. If he were there with them, he'd say
whoever Miguel is, he'd tell Miguel the same thing.
Right. Like, I'd be doing Jada that way. Jada be like, my brother, who's your favorite uncle?
You know what I learned?
Like you are.
That when Smooth calls you, he don't tell you who's around. Like, he'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Like it's all good.
Speakerphone, too.
Yeah, speakerphone, right. Yeah. But won't tell you other people are around until you start saying some shit that he don't want them to hear. And he's like, oh, hey, who wrote this up?
It's too late. Hold on, so when people call you and you have them on speaker, you don't tell them?
Sometimes I do, but I forgot to.
You got to tell people.
Because I didn't think J-Mac was going to go. I should have known it's ADD, real. And so, because we were talking about bullets, and somehow it got into fucking
on TNT.
And your kids was in front of you?
She was in the car with us when we was coming back from getting bullets.
And I was talking about how TNT, they on claws, they be fucking.
Because I was telling them about a sitcom that you can watch, Tacoma FD, the fire department shit. It's
like they fucking
Tacoma
on that too?
No, it's the way that they talk on that. I was like, nigga, this is regular TV. They talking like that. So y'all need to check that out. Be honest, that's a good one. Check that out.
Nope.
It's pretty funny.
Nope.
If you're a Super Trooper fan, you'll probably like it.
Oh, it's comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the same cast as Super Trooper.
Oh, okay. That's ridiculous, though. Yeah. Super Trooper is ridiculous.
Yeah, that was it.
And it's called Tacoma?
Tacoma FD. Yep.
It's on Netflix or like FX or some shit?
It's on Fire Stick. If you don't have cable, so you can pull it up.
Something wrong, man.
I like Mosey. Mosey got character. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that he looks like he's got a mustache.
Yeah. The dude's got a beard.
Yeah.
You know, my wife's trying to get another dog, right?
You gonna let it be a girl?
No, it's a boy.
Man, y'all gotta get these niggas some pussy up in here. There's too much sausage party in this motherfucker. These niggas is not wishing for another male. They're like, come on,
they
man.
They gonna gangbang her then. Yeah. She up in this motherfucker.
Mostly too little. Get a big one so she gross. Mostly can't get to the pussy. And then, you know, get another, you know.
Duke gonna fuck
out there. When there's a litter out. And then you know how many dogs they gotta...
No. If you get another whatever, you know what I mean? But
Moses' dick is way bigger than Duke's.
Because that's how it works, right? It's just genetics. God's got to balance it out.
She'll lay down for this.
Like a female lion, like the lioness, right. She lay down and like, get it, nigga. But what is that? That's Airedale, right?
Right.
So yeah, just get a female Airedale with a full tail.
You can't find those. You cannot find Airedale Terriers. Go look. There's not even
he's an expensive dog.
There probably isn't an Airedale Terrier in the southeast of America right now.
Wow.
You can't even get one.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I could probably get a sister if you don't mind, you know, incest.
No, that doesn't
work. It ain't your
work.
Sister, nigga.
They won't. What
with the baby?
I don't think he'd fuck his sister, would he?
I don't know. No, I think they would. Yeah, I think they do that. Oh, I mean, because really? It's been a while. You know what I mean? I don't think, you know, they grown now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm good. She's trying to get a pit bull.
Ooh. Yeah, you got to really train them niggas.
Why?
Because I got one. And he's still hard-headed. After all these years.
That's just poor training.
Did you train him to be mean or is he nice?
No, he's nice. He's just very protective. So like when other people are around, he's just always going to be like, he would be right here.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
So are they territorial? Will he fuck these two dogs up?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Even if you got him as a baby and he came in as a baby with these two dogs.
But that's the thing. These niggas are going to... You remember how you got that other dog?
Yeah.
And they were on him just like...
Oh, no. I don't want another dog. Kit wants another dog. I don't...
You need to put your foot down.
My thing is, once he knows what he can do... Oh, yeah. It's because it says a boy. I don't know because you do raise him amongst them so they'll be friends. But I know once... Like, my dog tasted... Like, knows what he can do just because one time... Like,
what did he taste?
Like, he went after another dog at the park. And then he realized, like, oh, I'm the shit.
So your dog is fighting the dog parts, nigga?
No, like, you know how dogs are when they
what did he taste? He bit a dog?
He kind of bit him. But he
kinda.
Really...
Kinda?
Yeah, I mean, we pulled him out, obviously. We didn't let him go all the way him.
Did all the other people make you leave?
Nah, we just said sorry.
Who is we?
Me and the other person at the park.
Y'all said sorry?
No, I just said sorry. I said sorry, my bad.
He was on a date.
Me?
Well, who's your y'all?
He said we. We just said
me. And me and my friend was with my dog.
You and your friend. That's what I'm saying. Who's we?
It's another guy. It was just me and my
boy. Why do you want to say that?
I don't know.
Because it's too expensive. Y'all
was on a date. It was me and my boy.
Were you shirtless?
No. We was at the dog park, and in at that place at the park, that you can let your dog loose. So dogs be playing with each other, and I guess they were playing with each other, and shit went left.
It's sad that you have to ask French Reggie in a normal conversation. Were you guys shirtless?
Right.
Like, that's a normal question.
I think what it is
they were
is that,
playing with each other, and when shit got left while playing with each other, he kind of got on top of him, and then we had to pick him up, and I said, I'm sorry. But ever since he knew, like, was like, oh, I can fuck dogs up.
Yeah.
It's funny that French Reggie didn't want to say that he was on a date with another. I mean, it's not necessarily a date.
It kind of date-ish.
But it is, because if you go, hey, I'm about to take my dog to the dog park, I'm gonna be like, all right, damn man, I'll holla. You know what I mean? I'm not going with you. Right.
Hey, man, let's go hang out at the dog park with my dog.
Yeah, that's just too date-ish. I mean, unless we go on to smoke, we start smoking weed or something.
We were smoking weed in a
public
park.
But there's a skate
park there, too. There's like other shit to do
skating
at that park. I mean, he was, not me.
Okay.
So you went with him to a skate park without a skateboard, and he went to you to the dog park without a dog.
No, the park has a dog area and a skate park.
That's a yes.
Did you ever go to the skate area?
That's why I was mostly hanging out.
Did you have a skateboard?
No, I don't skate.
So you went to a skate park without a skateboard, and then he went to a dog park without a dog.
The answer is yes.
I guess, yeah. It's a park, though, that has a lot of different shit.
But it's still yes to
so
that.
So why did you guys apologize if he was not there?
We apologized to the other dog's
if
owner.
If he wasn't there, why did he apologize?
Right, he was there.
So he went to a dog park without a dog.
Our brother, French Reggie, it has some, you know, issues.
But we
with
were roommates, so like, it's like the dog was chilling. Sure. Like, it was like our dog.
It was our dog.
And no roommates fucked.
Right. And we shit. We share a dog, but not each other.
Yeah,
like, so that's a dude.
Yeah, that's when I was living with my boys. So we had a dog in the house.
So y'all, that's what how y'all called it. Your boy, is that a boyfriend, girlfriend? That's how you did it.
You just said it was our dog, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so like y'all kid. Okay, relationship.
I never had another dog with another guy. That wasn't my brother. Like me and my brother grew up and we had a dog. Right? But I never had a friend that we shared a dog with.
So when you went to China, he kept the dog.
Yeah, the dog's there. Yeah, so I still see the dog every day.
Oh, so it's his dog now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the house. It's not the same
back,
house.
Because y'all back together now? You back in the
I don't
same
live
house?
There.
Is this the pit bull?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's not even your dog.
What are we talking about?
Not anymore.
What you mean?
You went to the dog park with your boy's dog.
Right. So, okay. So when you go home, is your dog there?
No. When I go home, no. But when I go there, he still listens to me.
You
still
listen. Of course,
he still listens. He's my dog. I still walk him.
Okay. So listen. Check us out. Let me just break it down for you.
I took him to the park 2 days ago.
This is like a nigga, Louis. You know what I'm saying? Him and his baby mama break up.
Right. Right.
He goes back on the weekend and sees the kid.
Yeah.
So again, what it is, all right? But you can't tell you that dude's like your baby mama. That's your roommate's your baby mama in this scenario, right?
So your boy. Is your baby daddy or your baby? Which is he? Your baby daddy or your baby mom? You got to pick one.
Let me just break it down to you how a real nigga deals with this shit, right? So before Duke was Beyonce's dog, he was at my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my dog. I fed him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I took care of. You should have seen him before I did.
No, nigga, you brought that dog fucked up.
Hey, that motherfucker like an Ethiopian dog.
You should have saw the nigga when I got him.
I'm like, you say, be honest, you think you can feed
him? So you fed him for two days, and you gave it to be honest.
Yeah. You gave it the dog to be honest.
Right.
If so, he can be honest, dog. I was living in that house when we got the dog. We put money together to buy the dog.
Oh, and then. You put money together. Let's go half on the baby.
He was an expensive ass dog. And then I was living in the house for 3 years before I moved.
It's a pit bull.
Went to China.
Pit bulls expensive now?
Some of them. Blue nose?
Yeah, they are.
Like what? 200?
Thousands.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
French Red said,
you buying
it
from the wrong puppy farm, nigga. You better go.
Well, we wanted to make sure everything was straight, get the paperwork. That's
the nigga don't fucking listen. He ain't that great a fucking.
He listens.
These niggas went and got fertilization. What is that shit called? To be more fertile?
In vitro.
Because that's the whole plan.
When you get the vitamins to make sure that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so which one? Okay, so would you call him your baby daddy or your baby mom? You got to pick one. Baby mama or baby daddy?
Come on.
You going over to see your kid after work and shit, nigga.
I just took him out to the park the other day.
Yeah.
He still call me daddy.
I'm gonna say baby daddy since he won't say.
Yeah.
So that's your baby daddy. What's your baby daddy's name?
Nah.
I learned Fridrian, you got a baby daddy. That's what I learned. For pit bull.
Nah.
That they both fostered.
I think we got
to
end
there. Yeah, I went to China. Came back.
And your baby was still there.
Right. He was still there chilling.
How did he look when you first saw him?
Yeah, I'm surprised. He jumped on me the minute I came back.
Did you have that talk with him when you left? Like, hey,
so wait, are we talking about the dog?
Roommate jumped on the dog?
The dog.
I was about to say, roommate jumped on you like he missed you too.
No, the dog.
Did you hug him when you got back? No.
So did you have a talk with the dog when you're leaving? Like,
it's
not your fault. Yeah. You gonna be here with daddy, you know, more, you know, mama not gonna be around as much as I used to,
right?
But you still in a good place and I still love you.
Did you FaceTime the dog?
Right. That's
gone?
A good next thing.
Nah, you did.
You never lied. I know you did.
If I was talking to him,
yeah,
and then
FaceTime him, right? Let me see my boy.
So you FaceTime your boy while you was over there, because I know you did that.
Yeah, I talked to my friends when I was in China, just like I talked to y'all when I was in China.
Nigga,
we never asked to talk to our dogs or nothing. You never wanted to see the kids.
Asked me to say, is Duke around? This should have been on the main show.
Should I see the kids?
We'll catch y'all next week.